Happy Friday. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Now in studio with me is Megan Daltrey, Riley County Extension. Good morning. And pie contest organizer extraordinaire.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Trying to stay dry.
Yeah. The last time I saw you was at the Riley County Fair when I was one of the esteemed judges of the rhubarb pie contest.
Yeah, we had a pretty good turnout this year. We had about 22 different rhubarb pies, whether they were plain rhubarb or if they were rhubarb with other fillings in them. So we had a pretty good turnout this year.
I can still taste it. I can still taste it. It's funny, for those listening, Megan was at our table with me and Donnie. Donnie Wilson was the other judge, and Megan was the person that we had to tell our placements to, whether it was a blue, purple, et cetera.
Exactly.
So you had a tough job of trying to deal with us.
Yeah, and you got your first time experience, so I think it all went really well.
I grew as a person because
you did. I think you learned a lot about pie, maybe more than you ever wanted to know. But
I did. I learned a lot. Like, I feel like now if I'm ever asked to judge a pie contest again, I can be like, I'm a veteran at this.
There you go.
I know exactly what to do. Donnie was a good teacher.
He is. He's an excellent teacher. He knows what he's talking about.
He absolutely does. He absolutely does. Well, we got other things to talk about besides pie, and actually kind of probably the opposite of that in a way, the opposite of eating really good, tasty, sugary pie. You're talking fitness this morning.
We are. We're talking about a new program. It's actually been an extension for quite a few years, but it started over in Missouri with their extension office, and we just recently brought it to K-State Research and Extension. And the program is called Stay Strong, Stay Healthy, and pretty much what it is it's a weight training program for older adults and middle-aged adults. So throughout the program, it's a total of 8 weeks, and we meet twice a week for about an hour, and we pretty much just walk you through different weight training movements that you can do, and it's not something that you have to go to a gym for or anything like that. It's all stuff you can do in your home, and it's very easy to do. It's not strenuous on your body, but you still get results from it.
You know, it's really good timing, actually, that you're in here to talk. Like, this wasn't necessarily planned this way, but I don't know if you heard much of our morning show this morning, but we had a lot of stories this morning about the Go for Life month. Is this in relation to that? It sounds like it's the same thing as far as training advice and exercises for older adults.
Yeah, we didn't actually plan that out, but if it flows with it, that's great.
Yeah.
Our program isn't actually going to get started until October 22nd is our first date, and then we'll meet every Monday and Wednesday for 8 weeks after that. Although we only do training twice a week, the recommendation for adults' physical activity is to do strength training exercises 3 times a week in order to meet those 150 minutes of required, or not required, but recommended minutes of physical activity. So just contributing to that. So although we do only meet twice a week, we encourage participants to do an additional day at home throughout the program.
Here with Megan Daltrey at Riley County Extension. If you have any questions, comments, give us a call, 785-537-1350. Phone lines are open around 9:30 after this next break, which is still minutes away. We're not getting there quite yet, but Associate Director of Dance at KSU, Julie Pence, along with Janice Schroeder, will be with us. But we're talking fitness. What was it that motivated Riley County Extension to take this on and look into this?
It is just a new program that K-State Research and Extension adopted throughout the whole state of Kansas. And our agents are slowly getting trained in this and slowly bringing it to all counties across Kansas. One thing, though, is that it just helps older adults. It has lots of different benefits for them. So as we get older, our muscle mass tends to decrease, and that starts actually about the age of 30, and it only declines after that. So with that being in mind, this will help increase your muscle mass. It'll help improve your strength, your flexibility, everything like that. It also is shown to help reduce falls as well, which is kind of a big deal for older adults because once they fall, it's kind of more prone to happen, can lead to other physical problems as well. So just trying to do what we can to keep our older individuals and middle-aged adults healthy and well so that they can live by themselves as long as possible.
You said muscle mass decreases at the... I want to make sure I heard you right, because... I'll be 33 in November. You said 30. I'm sure you meant like 50, right? Not 30.
No, actually around 30, our muscle mass starts to decrease. It starts to accelerate more once you hit 50, but 30 is the starting of it.
All right, double time at the gym for me this afternoon, then.
True dat.
You too? Double time at the gym for you today?
No.
Okay.
About what you said about muscle mass.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, on target. Thanks. Feels so much better.
We do got a phone call. Let's go ahead and take that caller. You're on In Focus.
Thank you for your comment about when you fall, it leads to other injuries. All of us that over rehab that had fallen reached for the drywall to grab something and had pulled our arms out of place without realizing it. And I hope you include nutrition in your program, because a lot of the people over 55, you know, are into the self-medication with the cigarettes and the alcohol, trying to mask the pain. And most of them over 62 years old, a quarter of them over 62 years old are smoking the marijuana. But, you know, the doctors only have 3 or 4 hours training in their entire career on nutrition. So I hope you can get into that. Thank you so much for all your efforts.
Yeah, thanks for your call in. We actually do. We will touch on some nutrition in this program, along with Extension does offer tons and tons of nutrition programs throughout our career. That's what my entire job is, actually, is nutrition programming. So while Stay Strong, Stay Healthy is more focused on actual physical activity, there is nutrition involved in it, because nutrition, physical activity, they both combine to working towards that state of wellness for adults and anybody, really. So,
and thanks again for that phone call. 785-537-1350 is the number to get you patched into the show. Here with Megan Dowtry with Riley County Extension. And Megan, I think one thing about these sort of programs that you hear so often, and really for, no matter what the age, but I mean, especially when you get older, that it doesn't necessarily take like 30 hours a week of exercise to make a big difference. I mean, just a little bit of exercise can go a long way from what the research I've seen shows.
Right, exactly. And with this program, we actually only meet, like I said, for 1 hour twice a week. In that hour, we will go through a warm-up, a cool-down, and then we'll also do our exercises as well. And with those exercises, they're very just routine exercises that pretty much anybody can know, like squats, leg raises, overhead presses, bicep curls. But we do it in a very slow movement fashion so that you benefit the most from the exercise in a controlled motion also. And so we're really, and like I said, we're trained in it, so we're not going to let you get hurt. We're not going to anything like that. So we're there watching you so that you're doing it properly.
And I think another aspect to these sort of programs, I think you're just starting to see so many more of just across the country, that there's obviously that personal benefit to the individual, but I think there's a collective benefit to your community and just society overall, especially when you're looking at healthcare costs and those sort of things, that the more healthy people are, the more you can kind of get ahead and kind of this more wellness sort of mindset and preventive care sort of mindset. It saves not only the individual, but like everybody, money and healthcare costs in the long run if you're just keeping up on your healthness or wellness and health.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, preventative measures are great actions to take, and there's so much that you can do to prevent anything happening in the long run. So like you said, medical expenses can get pretty outrageous if you don't take care of yourself properly. So just making sure what you're doing on your own time to prevent it in the long run. So
definitely don't want to wait till the worst.
No, exactly.
It gets more expensive that
it
way.
It does.
We have another caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Okay, you've convinced me. So where is it and when is it and how much does it cost?
Okay, so it will start October 22nd. You can go to our website, which is riley.ksu.edu, to register for it. It will be held out at Potter's Hall or Seco Park, the fairgrounds out there. And like I said, we'll meet Monday and Wednesday for 8 weeks. It'll start at 10 a.m. and we'll run to 11 a.m. And then for the price, it costs $20 for the whole program. You don't have to bring any weights or anything like that. Everything that you need will be provided for you. So you just have to come, show up, and participate.
Okay, thank you much.
You're welcome.
Very good. And again, thanks for that call, 785-537-1350. And I'm sure the Extension website has a page dedicated to this.
Yes, we sure do. And if you want any more information, you can always contact me at the Extension office. Our number is 785-537-6350. We'd be happy to answer any questions. Also, our website does have information about it.
And I'll be sure at some point this morning, we'll just link that page on K-Man's Facebook page as well and on our Twitter page, so people can check that out as well. Here with Megan Dowtry, Riley County Extension agent. Just a couple more minutes left. Anything else you wanted to go over real quick?
Just like you said, there's just so many benefits from it. And also one thing that really resonates with our older population is you don't have that fear of going to a actual gym to participate in physical activity. We know some people get really intimidated going into those environments, and then they don't get the full benefits of their workouts in. There's no heavy weights involved. You go at your own pace, so what one person is doing won't be what everybody is doing. And then that there is a trained person there to help you through everything. You're not going to be going through it alone, and it will be with a group of other people going through it as well. So you'll have that social interaction as well.
Very good. Sounds like a great program.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Megan Dowtry with Riley County Extension. Thanks so much for coming in and telling us about it.
Thanks for having me.
Happy Friday.
You too.
When we come back, we'll have Associate Director of Dance at KSU, Julie Pence, along with Janice Schroeder, talk about an upcoming program that has a lot of local collaboration. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance Series at Kansas State University.